السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ وبرکاتہ. آپ لوگوں سے گزارش ہے کہ تھوڑے تھوڑے آگے ہو جائے. جو جوان لوگ ہیں اور جو بچے ہیں ان سے گزارش ہے آگے آ جائے. جو وال کے ساتھ نہیں بیٹھ سکتے آگے آ جائے. بوڑھوں کے لیے جگہ دے دے وال کے ساتھ. اور الحمدللہ آج کی نیاز جو ہے وہ حاجی بصیر صاحب کی طرف سے ہے. اور جو کوئی بھی نیاز میں حصہ لینا چاہتے ہیں آپ میرا کانٹیکٹ کر سکتے ہیں یا امام صاحب کا یا حاجی موجی صاحب کا کانٹیکٹ کر سکتے ہیں. تو آپ لوگوں سے گزارش ہے جو کسی کو بھی نیاز لانی ہے یا نیاز میں حصہ ڈالنا ہے تو ہمارا کانٹیکٹ کرے. جزاکم اللہ خیر. انشاءاللہ ابھی پروگرام سٹارٹ ہوگا بڑی جلد. تلاوت ہوگی, نعت ہوگی اور پھر علامہ علی صاحب کا بیان ہوگا. جزاکم اللہ خیر. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ.
Brothers, can everyone please come forward? Jazakallah khair. If you don't need the words, please come forward of the words. Jazakallah khair.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله فقال لهم رسول الله فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله سبحان الله. Privilege for us to be able to begin the gathering for the praise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the recitation of the Quran. Now to continue the gathering, inshallah, we will have a recitation of Naat, of poetry in the praise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this I would like to call Hafiz Rizwan, inshallah, to recite Naat Sharif for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Assalamu alaikum. Sare milke pad lijiye. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Huzur meri to sari bahar aap se hai, huzur meri to sari bahar aap se hai. Main beqarar tha, main beqarar tha, mera qarar aap se hai. Huzoor meri to sari bahar aap se hai. Meri to hasti kya hai mere ghareeb nawaz, meri to hasti kya hai mere ghareeb nawaz. Jo mil raha hai mujhe wo sara pyar aap se hai. Jo mil raha hai wo sara pyar aap se hai. Huzoor meri to sari bahar aap se hai. Main beqarar tha, mera qarar aap se hai. Kahan wo arz-e madina, kahan meri hasti, kahan wo arz-e madina, kahan meri hasti. Ye haazri ka sabab baar baar aap se hai. Huzoor meri to sari bahar aap se hai. Main beqarar tha, mera qarar aap se hai. سے آہکار ہوں آقا سے آہکار ہوں آقا بڑی ندامت ہے قسم خدا کی یہ میرا وقار آپ سے ہے قسم خدا کی یہ میرا وقار آپ سے ہے میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار آپ سے ہے حضور میری تو ساری
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We praise Allah Jalla wa Ala the most supreme the controller of all affairs the most merciful the most compassionate The one who has granted us light, the one who has granted us iman, the one who has granted us the Quran, and the one who has blessed us with the best of creation, the jewel of mankind, the coolness to our hearts and eyes, Muhammad, the chosen messenger of God, upon him and his family be peace and blessings. Before I begin, the poster mentioned that today Imam Mahin was supposed to be speaking. Unfortunately, due to some circumstances, unable to attend. But inshallah, he'll be here tomorrow. So do come tomorrow, inshallah, to listen from him. He's, as we all know, very qualified to speak, inshallah. The topic today is regarding the manners, the mannerisms of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His akhlaq, his etiquette, the way he would deal with people. And the way he would carry himself. As a man living in today's day and age, especially in the West, Muslims are under scrutiny for every single thing that we do. Whether it be the way we talk to somebody, the way we look at somebody, the way we walk, the way we eat. You know, you see that people say these Muslims, they eat with their hands. Very uncivilized. This is what you see them saying. And we're under scrutiny for even these things. You know, you can't even let people eat in peace now. That's the day and age we live in today. If we go to the countryside to see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again we're under scrutiny, why are these guys here for? Meaning we come under scrutiny for every single thing that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the most merciful and the most compassionate, He has sent us rahmatul lil alameen. He has sent us the mercy for the entire creation. And this mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us, being the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala says himself regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the Quran, he says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, That indeed we have sent, and indeed you are upon the most excellent of character. خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ the most perfect, the greatest of character is with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says in a hadith, he says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتِمَّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, that I was sent to purify and to perfect your character. Meaning, for somebody to correct somebody else, and for somebody to perfect somebody else and something else, they themselves must be perfect in itself. Meaning, for example, if I was to correct you on the way you pray salah, but I make the same mistake myself, it doesn't seem right for me to correct that mistake. Right? For example, if somebody, the way they did, the way they raised their hands, or the way they folded their hands, let's say they folded their hands slightly too high. Now for me to correct you, I myself must also be praying with my hands below the navel. If I pray like this and I tell you you can't pray like this, then you're going to be this person a hypocrite. Okay? So when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that I've come to perfect your character, we already know from this hadith that he himself had the most perfect of character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dealing with people was perfect. There was no negativity, or there was no, you could say, lacking when it came to his dealing with people. There was no lacking when it came to his mannerisms. There was no lacking when it came to his akhlaq and his etiquette. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most perfect of characters, the most perfect of manners, and he has the most perfect of etiquette. So from this, living in today's day and age, you know, we are taught eat with a knife and fork. You have to eat in a certain manner, cut your steak in a certain manner. You have to dress in a certain code. You have to wear certain clothing. You have to walk in a certain way. You have to talk with certain words. Let's look at how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did he teach us to talk? How did he teach us to walk? How were his manners? How did he deal with people? We go first and foremost to how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam carried himself in public. You know, we have today people, when they walk out in public, they act like a certain person. They act like a, you know, something that they're not. At home, they're one person. When they come to the public eye, they're completely different. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would sit with Sahaba, when he would sit with his companions, strangers would mention, people who were not part of the mahfil, who were not part of the gathering, they would say that it was as if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in terms of the way he was sat, the way he was dealing with the Sahaba, it was undistinguishable between the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Meaning, the people would mention, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would dress the same way other people would dress. Okay, for example, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know he would wear the turban, the blessed imama, which is a sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, many people today, they deny this sunnah. They say this is not a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas in fact, we find a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which tells us prayer with the imam, with the turban, is the reward of this is fold, the reward of this is increased. Somebody who wears the imama, they are distinguished from those who are non-Muslims. Somebody who wears the imama, they should have the tail between their shoulders as a distinguishment, as a way to distinguish between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. Mean the imam of the turban is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of the sahaba will wear the imamah. So when it came to gatherings, people would not be able to tell between the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. The way he would sit with the people, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't request a chair. He didn't request a throne. He didn't request something of grandeur. Rather, it's mentioned in hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would sit in a variety of positions. One of which he would sit the way we sit in salah. Okay, you know when you sit with your on your left leg and your right leg upright, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit like this. In other narrations mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit hugging his knees. Hugging his knees. Okay. Now let me ask you a question. This position, hugging the knees, is a position of utmost humility. Why? You would never see a king or a ruler sat like this. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat in such a way. He sat in such a way that everybody can sit in this manner. You don't need a special throne. You don't need a special chair. All you need is the floor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you. You sit on there like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here's the beautiful thing about our religion. For every single sunnah we act upon, we are rewarded. But the thing is, the niyyah must be made. The intention must be made. So when you sit
And you sit like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the intention, I'm sitting like this because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat like this. And inshallah, you'll be rewarded for that. Just from sitting down. Just the way you are sitting, you're rewarded for this as well, inshallah. We know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by his beloved wife, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself would mend his own sandals. Meaning when his sandals would become slightly loose, or when they would become, you know, when they would deteriorate in some structure, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself would fix it. I mean, he wouldn't go to the shops, he wouldn't go to his wives, he wouldn't go to his servants and say, take this, fix it for me. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would sit there and repair his own sandals. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa mentions, he would patch his own clothes. We are talking about the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmatun lil alameen. Not rahma just for Makkah, not rahma just for Medina, no rahma just for the Sahaba. Rahmatun lil alameen. Rahma for the entire universe. For whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah is the Rabb of everything. And for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb for, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is rahmatun lil alameen. He is a rahmah for the entire universe. This same Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been granted such a high rank by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would sit at home himself and he would mend his own clothes. He would patch his own clothes. And you will find in hadith, the Sahaba will mention that sometimes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be dressed very beautifully. But when he would reveal some of his cloak, we'll see there's patches on the sides of his cloak. I mean, this was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he wanted, he could have asked, my clothes have got a small hole in it, somebody get me a new one. And we know for a fact that if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even said, I need new clothes, the Sahaba, they would gather together and they would get him whatever clothes he wanted. This is a fact. This is undeniable. Because we find in many hadith similar situations which have taken place. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they would sacrifice their lives for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it came to dealing with people, he wouldn't act like he was greater than everybody else. Yes, we know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatum al-Anbiya, the final Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has been given the Quran, the final revelation. We know of the rank that he is at. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself in a hadith acknowledges this. He acknowledges and he knows that he is an example for society. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, am I not an example for you? I mean, am I not somebody who you take from? Am I not somebody who you look up to? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew this. He knew that people would look up to him. Yet he would not carry himself in a way with takabbur. He would not carry himself with pride. He would not carry himself with arrogance. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know, when it comes to his generosity, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever somebody would ask from him, he would always give it to them. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find from hadith, and not just one, not just two, but many ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that he never said no to a single person. Whenever somebody came to ask for something from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would always give them what they need. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two types of generosity he had. There is karam and there is jood. Karam and jood. These are two types of generosity. One of which describes a type of generosity where, for example, if you ask me for something, I'll give it to you. Okay, I'll say, give me a few days, I'll get that done for you, inshallah. The other type of generosity is without even asking, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give. Meaning nobody would ask from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would go out of his way to go and give to somebody. This was the two types of generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know very famously, our great Imam, the revival of the previous century, whose urs we just had last month, he mentions in the first couplet which he writes in Hadaiq al-Bakhshish, he writes, Vaha kya jood karam hai shahe bataha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. That this is what Allah has mentioned, that jood and karam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had both. He was so generous, that he just kept giving and giving and giving. And whenever somebody came to ask from him, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never say no. This was the karam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there's a hadith. where somebody asked from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked, they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I am needy, I am poor, I need something. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him something. Now, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, I'll explain later. But this person, he returns back to his tribe, he returns back to his village. And he announces to his people, he says to all of his people that, oh my people, accept Islam. People ask, why should we accept Islam? He said, I was poor. I went to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave me so much. He gave me so much that he does not fear poverty. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave this man so much wealth and so much of what he needed. That it was, the man thought that this man does not fear poverty. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not fear being poor. That's how much he would give. I mean, when we give, we start counting, right, I've got 50 pounds in my bank account, I can give 5. We start counting this. Because if I give too much, I won't have enough for tomorrow. If I give too much, I won't have enough for lunch tomorrow. This is our thought. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst praying Salatul Asr, he prays Salatul Asr and he left the masjid straight away. He leaves the masjid and he comes back for Salatul Maghrib. And the Sahaba, they ask, Ya Rasulullah, your habit is that when you sit with us, when you pray Salatul Asr, after Salatul Asr, you sit with us and you talk with us, you know, we speak with you, we explain our day to you and so on and so forth. But today, seemingly, you left in a hurry. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, oh my companions, whilst I was praying Salatul Asr, I remember that in my home, there's a small amount of gold which I had. In my home, I remembered. And I did not want the day to finish without me distributing this amount of gold. This is the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a part of mannerism, this is a part of etiquette. Because when we deal with people, we shouldn't be such that we're very stingy or miserly. You know, stereotypically, the Gujarati community is known to be stingy. I'm not saying that the Gujarati community is stingy, but stereotypically, we're known as that. But alhamdulillah, in this masjid, I know that you guys give with open hearts. Alhamdulillah. But this is from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you give now, inshallah, don't just give to show that I have money. Don't just give for the sake of the masjid, but also give because this is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you'll be rewarded even more, inshallah. So that 5 pounds you gave last week, because it's Jum'ah, you're rewarded for Jum'ah. That 5 pounds you gave last week, because for Milad Sharif, you're rewarded for that intention. But now next time you give, give because it is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah you'll be given even more reward. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of our religion. Alhamdulillah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, when it comes to his dealing with people, he wouldn't, again, as I mentioned, be very arrogant or very prideful. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would deal with people, he'd always be smiling. The Sahaba mentioned that we would see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he would smile, it was as if nur would be emanating from his mouth. We saw white pearls emanating from the mouth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, you're in Makkah al-Mukarramah, or imagine you're in Madinah al-Munawwara. You're a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're going through oppression, you're going through torture, you're being attacked by people you've grown up with. And then you see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looks to you and he just smiles. That one smile is enough to, you know, make you happy. That one smile is enough to give you happiness for the rest of your life. This is the way the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. You know, when we approach people and we give salam to one another, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, like this. No smile, looking down. This is not the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his dealing with people. When he would deal with one another, he wouldn't let them go away feeling sad. In fact, I read a hadith the other day. A Sahabi mentioned, it's a lengthy hadith, but to abbreviate it, inshallah, the Sahabi would mention that when I was with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I felt as if I was the greatest. I felt as if there was nobody amongst the Sahaba better than me. Why? Because the way the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak to me, the way he would deal with me, the way he would talk to me, I felt like I was better than Abu Bakr and Umar. And he even asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, am I better, is Abu Bakr better? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr is better. And he asked, is Umar better, am I better? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Umar is better. And the Sahabi asked, I wish he didn't ask these questions. Because he felt that, and he says that when I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I feel as if I'm the greatest person. That's the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deal with people. Not just the way he would deal with Imam Sahib. Not just the way he would deal with his parents. Not just the way he would deal with children. Every single person had the same experience. Not a single person would turn away from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sadness in their heart. Every single person who approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would leave smiling as well. Smiling is contagious. And the smile of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's no smile greater than that smile. There's no smile greater than the smile of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was once a child. This child's name was Abu Umair. Now, to explain this hadith, I need to explain that in Arabic, there is a way that we deal with words. And when we want to speak about a certain type of word, we make it something called tasghir. We make it smaller. So for example, you have the word lion in Arabic, which is asad. Asadun means lion. Sher. Okay? Then you, if you want to say small lion, you say usaid. Small lion. Okay? This is called tasghir. Now this sahabi, his name is Abu Umair. Now Umair is also upon the same template, meaning his name has been shortened. Okay? Now this person, Abu Umair, he was a child. And he had a bird. And this bird, he would play with this bird. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnessed him with this bird. And this bird was the friend of this sahabi, of this child. Now one day, the bird passed away. As a child, you know, we know children, when it comes to animals, even adults, when it comes to animals, especially when you have an attachment to an animal and it passes away, you're saddened. Now this child, same story. He was saddened and he was upset at the passing away of his bird. Now the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very easily he could have shrugged it off and said, it's just a bird, man, leave it alone. You know, that's our sort of mentality. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was extremely eloquent as well. When he would speak using the best words possible. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he approaches Abu Umair and he says to Abu Umair, oh Abu Umair, what happened to Nughair? Nughair was the name of the bird, but it changed to Nughair, meaning to make it a rhyme. So in Arabic it was a funny thing for the child to hear. Meaning for a child who's experiencing grief and sorrow, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it into like a little fun thing for him. Oh Abu Umair, what happened to Nughair? There's a rhyme in there. Umair and Nughair. So this is something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dealing with a child, he could have just said, leave the bird alone, just go bury or go throw it away. But instead the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned it into a fun occasion for him. Oh Abu Umair, what happened to Nughair? So this is the way the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would deal with people like this. He wouldn't throw them to the side. He wouldn't say, you know, I'm this person, I'm the Prophet of Allah, all of you, you know, make way for me. This is not the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the most spiritually uplifted person, he was also the most down to earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most clued on with society. When it came to how one time there was a Bedouin, and you know, we're taught that to speak respectfully to somebody, you speak with a quiet tone, you speak with certain words, you don't use other kind of words. You know, you speak respectfully. And our understanding of respect is from our culture as well. And our culture is embedded with Islam too. So we have a mix of culture and we have a mix of Islam. And the duty of us living in today's day and age to sift between culture and Islam. Remove culture and keep Islam. And then you have a true version of Islam. There's a hadith mentioned where a Bedouin. Now a Bedouin is somebody who used to live in the deserts. They weren't, you could say, civilized like the other people. Okay, they had different norms, they had different etiquettes, they had different ways of interacting with people. This Bedouin, he came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in a raised tone, he spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He called the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he spoke to him in a raised, in a very, you know, in a shouty manner. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his emotional intelligence. The way he spoke back to the Bedouin was in the same manner. He didn't, you know, somebody shouted at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not out of disrespect, but this was the way he would speak. This was the way that he was, you know, that he would deal with people himself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to match the energy and to match the person, he himself raised his voice and spoke back to the person the same way. This is also adab. This is also respect. This is not disrespectful at all. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke in the same manner the person spoke to him, in, as a way to ensure that the person that he's speaking to understands what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. For example, if I was to go to India and I spoke in English to the people there, there'd be no benefit to my talk. If I was to go to China and speak Chinese, speak English there, again, very little benefit. I speak English here because we're in Britain, we're in England. The language is English. This is why I speak English here. If I was all of a sudden to switch into Chinese, none of you would understand. So this is also part of respect. That when you speak to somebody, you speak to them at their level. If it's a child, you speak to a child as you speak to a child. You don't speak to a child like you speak to a professor. You don't speak to your imam sahib like you would speak to your wife. Okay? There's levels. There's respect. There's adab. And this adab was taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want to come back to my prior point. Every single time you act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make the niyyah. Some of you do the sunnah actions. Some of you eat with the right hand. Some of you walk like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. Some of you sleep like the way he slept. But you don't make the intention. The intention is the most important thing. We know the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. That indeed the actions are by the intention. If you don't make the intention, you are not rewarded. In fact, we have a, when it comes to fiqh, we have a category of actions called mubah, which are permissible actions, actions which are permitted. Using the train, it's permissible. Walking on the street, it's permitted. It's not fard, it's not wajib, okay? It's not haram, it's not makruh, it's allowed. Yeah, you can do it. Now, depending on the intention you make, you are rewarded or you are sinful. If you make the intention that you are walking to the nightclub, you make the intention that I'm walking to go to the pub or to go to XYZ place, what do you think is going to happen? You gain sin even for that walking as well. Whereas when you make the intention, I'm walking and I'm trying to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm trying to walk like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even that struggle that you make to walk like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're rewarded for this as well. Even if you can't walk like him, even if you can't walk like him, the fact that you made this intention that I want to try to walk like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're rewarded for this as well. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know when it came to, again, his mannerisms and his dealing with people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most just of people. He had the most paramount amount of justice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know when it came to dealing with Sahaba, and we know the Sahaba, they would sacrifice their lives for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one time, they were lining up for battle. And a very famous story, many of you know this story, that they were lining up for battle, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his blessed Asa Mubarak, with his blessed staff, he was straightening the rows. And he must have poked a Sahabi in his stomach. Okay? Now, the Sahabi, he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to take retribution. Meaning I want to take qisas. Meaning I want to take, you've done something to me, I want to take it back from you now. I mean, there's this system in Islam that when, for example, an extreme example, but this is mentioned within the literature, if somebody murders somebody else, you're able to take retribution for this. Okay? So similarly, the Sahabi, he asked for retribution. Oh, Messenger of Allah, you poked me in my stomach. I want to take retribution as well. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, take your retribution. And the Sahabi says, I want to take it in the same place where you took your retribution as well. I mean, where you hit me, I want to take it in the same place. So Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he revealed his garment, he opened his garment, and his blessed abdomen became visible to the people. This Sahabi, he was given the staff, or he was given the stick. And this Sahabi, you know, look at the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have said, I'm your commander, I'm your leader, I'm your messenger. You can't take retribution from me. But still, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this situation, he allowed this Sahabi to take retribution. This is a just and fair system. And so the Sahabi, instead of striking the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead he embraced the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, began to kiss the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning this society, this, you know, this level of thinking, this level of thinking that the Sahaba have, you can only gain this when you have leaders like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst being a messenger to the people, he was also a leader for the people as well. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only was he a leader, he was also a military leader. He was a leader when it came to economy. He was a leader when it came to law and legal systems. These things will be covered inshallah over the next 12 days as well inshallah. So do come every single day. Learn about different aspects of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to mention one more thing. When it came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his justice, His manners and the way he would deal with people wasn't just for the Muslims. His mannerisms was also for the non-Muslims as well. In fact, when they would go to battle and they return from battle with prisoners of war, the Prophet ﷺ didn't say chain them up. He didn't say, strike them down, lash them, this and that. No. The Messenger ﷺ, when it came to prisoners of war, in today's terminology, we hear it as hostages. Okay? When it came to prisoners of war, the Messenger ﷺ told the Sahaba, strictly informed them and told them that these prisoners of war, give them better clothes than what you wear yourself. Give them better food than what you cook for your own family. Ensure that they live a good life here. Ensure that they're not harmed. This was the way the Messenger ﷺ would deal with prisoners of war. Today, you have in Israel Palestinian hostages who are held as detainees in their camps. A modern day Holocaust is taking place. These Palestinians, Muslims, Christians, Jewish Palestinians, all of them are detained by Israeli Zionists. They are starved. They're living in a stage 5 famine, which means that even today, if they were to get food, if they were to get water, the effects are irreversible. The level of poverty and famine that they've experienced, there's no coming back from there. That's how far they've gone now. And today, people have the audacity to say the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unjust. They have the audacity to say the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the religion of Islam teaches this and that. Whereas those same people should look at their own selves. They should look that Islam, when it came to keeping prisoners and hostages, we would feed them better food than what we feed ourselves. We would feed them better food than what we feed ourselves. We would give them better clothes than what we would wear. We'd ensure that they were treated nicely. Whereas today, those same people, when it comes to holding hostages and prisoners of war, they will starve them until they pass away. They will ensure that children, not just adults, children and babies are killed and martyred. This is the level that is going on today. Ensure that the Mawlid, the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't just think about what happened back then. Link everything of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to today. That's why he is here. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't just for the Makkah and Medina. He wasn't just for Hijaz. He wasn't just for the people over there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for you and I as well. Every single one of us has that connection. We say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the connection we have. Keep this connection strong. Keep this connection firm. We have these gatherings not just to, as tradition, but to ensure your link remains attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This whole alhamdulillah, there's people here. Tomorrow inshallah, invite more people. Bring your brothers, bring your family members, bring people who can come and attend. Let them also establish that connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they already have a connection, let them increase that connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the way of our elders, this is the way of our sahaba, the way of the salaf, the way of the salihun, the way of all of the a'imma of Islam. They remain connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the most dear thing we have. There's nothing more dear, more loved to us than the connection we have to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have many people today who claim to be Muslims. They say, yes, we are Muslim. We claim La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But then they don't say salawat after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. They don't respect him the way we do. They don't speak about him the way we do. They treat him like he's just another man. Whereas as Muslims, we know our entire life is indebted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way we do every single thing in our lives should be indebted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many stories, many events that have taken place from our people, from our elders, and from the Sahaba as well. Every single person has a connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ensure that connection remains firm. So my dear brothers and sisters, those who are listening at home as well, having love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in emulating his character, is in imitating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is love. When you love somebody, you imitate them. You copy what they do. When he had his mercy, we should also emulate his mercy. When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his blessed cheeks became red due to the apparent expression of anger, we should also imitate the anger of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when it came to his blessed anger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not even hit somebody. In fact, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah, she mentions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never did he hit somebody, nor did he strike somebody, except when it came to war. When it came to battle, that's when he would fight. When it came to the house, when it came to children, when it came to anybody else, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once did he strike somebody, even in anger. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showcased humility. He showcased humbleness, even after being, you know, rahmatul alameen. Even after being the king of Medina, the king of Makkah, the king of the universe, or the king of this world, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still maintained utmost humility. He didn't show people that I am something. And we should emulate the same. Whether you've got a degree, whether you've got a good paying job, a good car, a good house, you've got a position somewhere, you've got a position in the masjid, you've got a position elsewhere. Regardless of what position you hold, we are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are all serving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our rank. We know Imam Ahmad Ridha, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we know that he would write himself as Abd Mustafa. He'd write himself as the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the same way we should be. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to those who were in need, he was the most generous. Kana ajwad an-nas, he was the most generous of people. And finally, when it came to being a leader, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't strict and harsh. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cheerful. He was happy, you know, he showcased happiness. He ensured the Sahaba wouldn't leave upset. Even non-Muslims, they would see the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they themselves would say that this face cannot be the face of a liar. This is the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deal with people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what has been said today. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to act upon the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain firm in the maslak of Ala Hazrat. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, stand up for salatu salam.
Tum par lakho salam, tum par lakho salam, habibi tum par lakho salam, tum par lakho salam, sabse aala izzat wale, ghalbo qahro taqat wale, sabse aala izzat wale, ghalbo qahro taqat wale, حرمت والے کرامت والے حرمت والے کرامت والے تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام حبیبی تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو آپ کا چاہا رب کا چاہا رب کا چاہا آپ کا چاہا آپ کا چاہا رب کا چاہا رب کا چاہا آپ کا چاہا رب سے ایسی چاہت والے رب سے ایسی چاہت والے تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام حبیبی تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام خواب میں جلوہ اپنا دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں جلوہ اپنا دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلے رنگت والے اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام آقا تم پر لاکھو سلام حبیبی تم پر لاکھو سلام تم پر لاکھو سلام الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك عليك يا نور الله
Alhamdulillah, we heard very beautiful bayan, the regard, the Prophet's mannerism. Dua ke Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is par hum tamam ko amal karne ki taufeeq rafeeq ata farmaye. Sayyidi Sarkare Ala Hazrat says about the akhlaq of Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The ayah of the Quran. تیرے خلق کو حق نے رب تبارک و تعالی نے عظیم کہا اور تیرے خلق کو خلق خلق see the shire of the word of سیدی سرکار تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا اور تیرے خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا. یعنی make most beautiful, no one like you یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تو فرماتے ہیں تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا, تیرے خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ, تیرے شہر و بقا کی قسم, تیرے خالق و حسن و ادا کی قسم, تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم. If you want to know the any person, the اخلاق, the manner, the best, go and ask his wife. If she will say his akhlaq is like that, mother is not, no, this person is good. No, because of the wife, they knows akhlaq of the person. No one, because of some people treat in the house the different way, the outside different way. When the inter the come house, please bring the water for me. Where are you? I go so far, the whole day I was in the sun. What are you doing here? Bring for 1 minute. What are you doing? Nothing. اگر آپ اخلاق میں عورتیں کہہ دیں کہ ماشاء اللہ مائی ہسبینڈ از گڈ, نہ سمجھو ہز اخلاق از دا گڈ. عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ دا آس دا پیپل ہاؤ از اخلاق آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تو عائشہ صدیقہ واٹ شی سیڈ, شی سیڈ دا اخلاق دا مینر آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دا قرآن. واٹ شی سیڈ از دی قرآن مینس ایوری تھنگ, دیر از نو اینی فالٹ, دیر از نتھنگ کہ اس میں کچھ آپ نکال سکتے, از اے قرآن بس دنف. تو دس از دا اخلاق آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دعا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس پر ہم تمام کو عمل کرنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرمائے. اب آج کی نیاز ہمارے جناب حاجی محمد بشیر صاحب کی بلا کی طرف سے ہے, وہ انڈیا میں ہے ماشاء اللہ, دیکھو لیکن محبت ماشاء اللہ کتنی ان کی میلاد النبی سے. دعا کر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کی نیاز کو قبول فرمائے. الفاتحہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله يا رحمن يا ارحم الراحمين. ہم نے نماز مغرب ادا کی, اس کے بعد ہم نے چھوٹی سی نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان میں میلاد النبی کے متعلق ہم نے میلاد سجائی. اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہماری اس میلاد قبول فرما. ہمارے حاجی صاحب حاجی بشیر صاحب کی طرف سے جو نیاز ہے محبت لا گیا, اللہ تبارک و تعالی تو اسے قبول فرما. اپنے شایان شان اس کا جو ثواب تو نے ہم گنہگاروں کو عطا کیا, ان تمام ثوابوں کو سب سے پہلے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ بھی کس پناہ میں پیش کرتے ہیں. اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. ان کے وسیلے جس کا ثواب تمام انبیاء کرام, تمام صحابہ کرام, تابعین, تبع تابعین, دنیا کے تمام اولیاء کرام, تمام علماء کرام, تمام مؤمنین مؤمنات, یہاں پہ جو لوگ حاضر ان کے مرحومین مغفورین, حاجی بشیر صاحب کے تمام مرحومین مغفورین کی ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں, اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما, جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما. یا اللہ میلاد النبی کے صدقے طفیل ہم تمام کے صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما, روزی روزگار برکت عطا فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, آسانیاں عطا فرما. جن لوگوں نے اس نیاز میں یا لنگر شریف میں یا حصہ لیا لیں گے تبار کو تعالیٰ, ان تمام کو جزائے خیر نصیب عطا فرما. ہم تمام کو صحیح معنوں میلاد النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم منانے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے محبت کرنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما. ہمارے نسلوں میں بھی گستاخ انبیاء, گستاخ اولیاء, گستاخ صالحین تو پیدا نہ فرما. یا اللہ یا الرحمین ہم تمام کو عزت وقار کے ماحول میں زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما. یہ جو بچے ہیں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان تمام کو علم نافع عطا فرما. ہمارے شیخ علی صاحب
کو علم جمال میں کمال میں برکت نصیب عطا فرما، مولا سہیب صاحب کے علم جمال میں کمال میں برکت نصیب عطا فرما، یا اللہ ہم تمام کو عزت و وقار کے ماحول میں زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما، مل جل کر رہنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما، ہمیں اپنے در کی اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی در کی بار بار حاضر نصیب عطا فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا، جو مانگا اسے دے دے، جو مانگ رہے اسے دے، تو علیم و خبیر ہے، تو دلوں کے بھید کو جانتا ہے، تمام کی تمام جائز دعاؤں قبول فرما، ہماری جو ماں اور بہنیں ریڈیو کے ذریعے دعاؤں میں شریک ہیں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کی بھی جائز دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ہمارے حاجی بشیر صاحب کو تندرستی عطا فرما، ان کے روزی روزگار برکت عطا فرما، ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، ان کے سفر میں آسانی عطا فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ و نور عرشہ محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین آمین، وحق لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. Before the eating the sweet, please do the niyyah for itikaf. Farooq, he's give the 5 pounds for the naat, to read the naat. To uski naat hai sun lo, otherwise iska 5 pounds is not easy to eat. He will take out.
No, very quickly for people, please. Kamal hai ya Allah nahi hai ya nahi ma sallahu ma la ho hai salam ho simbasu Allah hai Osa unha hai na ho le salam hai ho la ilaha illallah Allah Allah
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة على
الفلاح حيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي سيدنا محمد الوصيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته ورزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.